A $500,000 New York State Historic Preservation Grant was awarded to the Everson Museum to restore the Gustav Stickley House in Syracuse. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, those involved with the restoration are hoping it will attract fans of the arts and crafts movement to the area.
On Christmas Eve in 1901, a fire broke out in the brand new Queen Anne-style home furniture maker Gustav Stickley purchased for his family. It gutted the interior, from the roof down to the first floor. Stickley had to redesign the inside of his house, and he did it in the same style as the furnishings he had been building. It would become known as the first craftsman interior in the United States. Now, with the help of the state grant, the Everson Museum can begin the process of preserving the home. Stephen Kern is the executive director of the Everson Museum.
We're not creating something, you know, an artificial draw. Arts and crafts has a tremendous following from coast to coast. We have something that's absolutely unique nationally. We've also had tremendous interest expressed in Britain, in Italy, and in Belgium.
Kern remains positive, even when some people express concern about taxpayer dollars going into the project at a time when the state budget is tight.
Would we kill a revenue stream? By investing, that means that we will have a revenue stream that will carry us for generations. It's not just telling a story. It's bringing people into our community where they then leave their dollars through hotels, through restaurants, stores, participating in all the different things that we have to offer here.
Kern says they have not determined when the Stickley House will be open to the public. But in the meantime, the Everson will have an exhibition on Stickley this summer. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli for WRVO News.